DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Sports Day. It's a beautiful day. Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
Don't look now, but those Colorado Buffaloes coming back against USC 48-34, 14-point game with about 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Could this happen? Could. Keep doubting Coach Prime and Shedeur Sanders. Of course, you do have Caleb Williams on the other side, so let's not get too carried away. But still, we'll keep an eye on that. Don't look now. But the Marlins, magic number one, win today. You're in to the wild card. And a Cubs loss, not to mention a Reds loss. That'll get you in.
Man, Cubs, oh my God. They had opportunities to beat Atlanta and the Braves. Who would have thought the Braves would have helped the Marlins out?
It seems like they've been doing that lately.
Give y'all three wins. Well, they didn't give the Marlins three wins, but they got swept by the Marlins. And
it's 16-2 that last game?
And the last three games, Atlanta and Chicago. I think Chicago had a lead going late, like in the eighth or ninth, and Atlanta came back and won.
Yes, so much going on in the sports world. Let's do it right now. Let's wrap it all up. The week that was in South Florida sports with the montage.
Well, I love how we weren't ready for. At least I wasn't ready for.
I was
the
trying
montage.
To ramp you up a little bit.
Yeah, you were trying to ramp me up.
What do we call it? The montage.
And we are underway from Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia.
As we're underway from Dry Pink Stadium, Inter Miami and Houston Dynamo in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup Final.
Leading things off for the Marlins tonight is Jorge Soler. We are set for baseball on a Friday night in the Steel City.
And this one out toward right field, and it gets down for a base hit. Good start to the night for the Marlins, a leadoff base now.
Thursday, 10th for Miami. Play action fake to him, back to throw, looking over the middle, wide open. Tariq Hill, the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Miami.
Tariq Hill wide open, and man, the rest is pure speed. Had to be a breakdown by the Denver Broncos secondary to leave Tariq Hill that open. Are you kidding?
Dyke takes, looks for the end zone, throws for Restrepo, he's got him, touchdown! Touchdown, Miami! Van Dyke, the provider, Restrepo, the finisher, 5 yards left side of the end zone, 6-0 Miami with 3:04 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was like Friday, he was just like, I think she's coming to the game today, and then just moved about his business, I mean, to the game this weekend, and moved about his business, so you're kind of like, I guess that just happens, I guess, so I don't know, it's just Travis.
Outside of the boot into Joseph. Let's run. Joseph Martinez scores! And we've got a dramatic finale on here!
Hand off sweeping left is Cheney. He's got a big hole at the 45. Midfield, Cheney at the 40. Cheney to the 35. And is bumped out of bounds on the near sideline of the Temple Owls.
Houston Dynamo have won the 2023 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. They've beaten Inter Miami by 2-1.
Berger knocks it down, throws to first, got him! It's a Marlins win! Another one-run win for the Marlins. And how about Jake Berger? And he gobbles it up, throws a strike, and the Marlins hang on for another one-run win. Their 33rd of the year.
Miami goes the 4-0 with a convincing 41-7 thrashing of the Temple Owls in Philadelphia.
The final score, the Miami Dolphins 70 and the Denver Broncos 20.
Impressive, man. Absolutely one of the most impressive things, Jimmy, you and I have seen in 19 years.
I think Mike McDaniel should have gone for 77 for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's a record the team could enjoy. Number two, you don't want us to score 77. Stop us. Number three, it's not college. This is the pros. These are grown men getting paid to play football. You can win by however much you want. It doesn't show bad sportsmanship. Those are my three reasons why I would have said, Mike McDaniel, let's go.
I got one reason. Sean Payton.
Why is everybody hating on Sean Payton all of a sudden?
Because Sean Payton opened his mouth and was talking about all this stuff. Like, yeah, he took a year off and he didn't like the way football was. He took shots at McDaniel, took shots at Tua, said that Tua was going to be benched last season. His boy Teddy Bridgewater was going to be replacing him and starting for the Dolphins sooner or later. Obviously, he took a shot at my offensive coordinator at the time, which
that was unnecessary.
That was unnecessary, like Solana shot at me and my Knicks. But you see what happens; it comes back and bites you in the ass. And so, therefore, that's why Sean Payton kind of has this old school mentality and doesn't like the way the current generation does things.
Remember, he doesn't like his own quarterback very much either.
And he doesn't like Russ as well.
Stop kissing babies and focus on football.
Stop with the bucket hats and sunglasses. I want you guys to have pads on, even if it was, you know, you're not playing and it's exhibition. Like, it's kind of these old school mentality. And it's like, nah, bruh, don't be a Dabo Swinney. You better see what's going on and how the landscape is changing. And you better get to it. You got to get hip to this new wave, because if you don't, you're going to get washed ashore.
So I wanted them to go for the record for just personal, you know, records. And, you know, it's a moment in history. You're going out of spite. Okay, sounds fair. Cabbage Roll Paulie hit us up, 305-567-056. He says he's going to Last Chance Saloon, 3-for-1 drinks. Probably not going to make it, Vlad, because the two Last Chance Saloons that pop up, there's one in Homestead and then one in Fort Myers. Probably not going to be making that drive, especially when it's 3-for-1. So I might miss that one. But I still got to figure out what I'm going to do. Of course, afterwards, Jensen's Liquor Store right here on North Miami. Go see our dude, Manny and John Julio. And then I don't know where I'm going tonight. But
dude, you got to watch the fight tonight, man.
Fight tonight.
Big fight tonight.
You are a fighting fan.
I love fights, bro. I love fights. Best fights are women fights. Because anything can go.
Yeah, they do. Those maternal instincts kick in when women start.
I don't know if maternal instincts. I don't understand why women always go.
Because they try to kill each other. Guys try to hurt each other.
Guys try to hurt each other. Girls women try to undress each other.
They try to kill each other.
They try to undress. Like, by the way, I realized something. If you took off their tank top or any of their article of clothing just to expose, like, you know, their breasts or anything, they don't care. They're in a fight. They don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? We care, probably other people with the cameras, but they don't care.
No, they ain't worried about that.
I don't get that. It's just like, get the hands get the hands moving and protect yourself.
They go for that hair, man.
They go for the hair. They go for articles of clothing. It's ridiculous.
They get after it. Gonna get after it tomorrow. Go ahead.
But tomorrow, Buffalo and Miami, you're definitely going to be throwing some blows. But I'm saying Canelo, Charlo tonight.
Oh, man.
You got some good heavyweight fights.
You got to pull for Canelo, right?
Do we?
He drinks Tecate.
And?
Represents Mexico.
I'm not Mexican.
He looks like he's Irish.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm pulling for Canelo. Just saying.
I'm pulling for Canelo because I want to see a Canelo Bud fight, but Charlo's a... I'm always rooting for the brother. You know,
they were talking about that Tyson Fury fight coming up too.
Yeah, I saw Francis Ngannou throw punches. He's gonna get washed by Tyson.
I love Tyson Fury, man. I mean, granted, I know he has his drawbacks.
I love Tyson Fury because of his drawbacks. The fact that he overcame them and he got his drawbacks.
That man almost committed suicide. That's
why he's a gypsy.
Yeah, he's a gypsy punk, gypsy king.
Gypsies always They're cool people.
I always, gypsies are interesting, man.
Cool. Very interesting.
Very cool. People have claimed that I'm a gypsy. I'm not, but I think they're cool. But this is the thing. The reason Tyson Fury is never scared and never intimidated in any situation is this man came seconds away from killing himself. He was in such a dark place. There's nothing that can compare to that. He's not scared of anything anymore. Love to see Tyson Fury fight. Tomorrow, it is a throwdown. Bills.
That's a big heavyweight battle.
Bills and Dolphins. I don't know why I led with the Bills. Bills and Dolphins. Vlad, let's give a quick prediction. What do you think tomorrow's score is going to be? Maybe I'll put you on the spot.
No. You didn't put me on the spot. Miami's, I can't believe, Miami's a 3-point underdog.
That's because they're on the road, I'm guessing.
Right. That's what, or that means this is, if this was a neutral side game, it would be a pick 'em.
It would be a pick 'em.
Which is weird, because I think Miami still would be favored.
I think Miami would be favored in a neutral site. Yeah, I would too. I think put up that 70 burger.
Miami wins 31-27.
I'm going to go 27-24, and it's going to be a late field goal by Jason Sanders, even though people don't want to hear that. I think they win. I think they win by three. It's going to be a dogfight, but I do think they can win. Okay. Hurricanes are off this week. They're going to play Georgia Tech a week from today at 8 o'clock at night. Yes, 8 o'clock at night. We've already predicted that we expect the Canes not only to win that game, but possibly make it into the ACC championship game. Marlins scored 4 in the 8th last night to defeat the Pirates 4-3. The two play again today at 6:30. What you got there, Vlad? Do you think the Marlins have what it takes? You just have to make one more push. Win this game today, and you are in to the wild card.
I think you got to take today's game obviously tomorrow will be a must win, but you take today's game as a must win because here's the thing. You win today's game. Whoever you had going Sunday, you can rest now to pitch that first wild card game.
You want to be going up, and you want to be hot going into the playoffs because you're going to have to be hot.
Stallings is what? Who's our best pitcher right now? The best pitcher right now? The guy that got
Jesus Luzardo?
No. He got screwed by the postponement on Tuesday.
Jacob Stallings is not our best pitcher. We put him in the end of games, whatever, and we're losing our aisle 100.
No. Who was the guy? Because they wanted to have him pitch on Sunday.
It's not Johnny Cueto.
No, we don't want Johnny Cueto.
Hey, I thought he was a friend of the show. You know who we don't want to see.
We don't want to puck it up. We don't want puck to
he's
puck it up.
He's actually been pitching pretty well lately. I shouldn't say that. He sucks. Every time I say he sucks, I say that he and Tanner Scott and David Robertson suck. They do
Garrett.
Well.
Garrett.
Oh, okay. Garrett.
Garrett was the guy that they wanted to pitch on Sunday in case Sunday was a must-win game.
In case of emergency.
But now you can move him to you can move him now. You don't have. He could pitch on regular schedule rest, and have him go against. I would believe it'd be Arizona. So you'd be going west to Arizona.
Got to stay hot. Trust me, you cannot afford to lose any more games for a while now. If you're the Marlins, at least till you get into the division series, which you and I will be at if they make it. So, a lecture right there. One more prediction. We're going to talk about this next because it needs to be addressed. Lionel Messi is a game-time decision for tonight's Inter-Miami NYCFC match at 7:30. Do you see A, Lionel Messi playing, and B, Inter-Miami winning? Which are pretty much directly connected to, by the way.
I know. That's tough, bro. I think he's hurt.
I'm worried, yeah.
I think he's banged up, bro.
I think he's legitimately banged hurt.
I think he tried to see how he felt in that game, that first game back after the...
he did practice.
Okay.
Yesterday.
He also flew to Atlanta one time to go, and we think he was playing against Atlanta, and then he flew out of Atlanta back home.
He was eating a fugazza at Banchero.
So, yeah.
I
think he's going to play tonight, and I think Miami does win. Mm-mm. Inter does win because the fact of the matter is they're now, what, 13th?
They can ill afford to lose a match and maybe only tie one more match. They have to win out pretty much, and they got like 6 games left. I'll say this. Messi plays for about 30 minutes. It's a 1-1 draw.
Late 30 or the first 30?
Early 30. He can't go. We're going to get into it next segment, but I think it's a 1-1 draw. And then Inter-Miami has to win out, and that means Messi needs to be healthy. And Jordi Alba's not playing tonight, also keep that in mind. He is injured. They say that he's injured. They're forthcoming with that. We'll see.
Got hurt around the same time.
Yeah. We're going to get into the next. I don't want to get too much into it. There's so many theories that are going around. But there is one thing for sure that we know that we can take a step into at any time we need to, and it is the day spa. A St. Louis area teacher has been put on leave after school officials discovered she is running a porn site on the side. I mean, I don't see how one thing has to do with the other. Well, I mean, what you do in your extra time is your extra time.
Have you seen some of these teachers, man?
Yeah.
Like, have you seen some of these teachers, like, for, like, grade school?
Yeah.
Like, it makes you want to go to grade school.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Listen, man. Kids should not, if you're running, doing something that's, over 18 or over 21, kids shouldn't have to be subjected around it. But I mean,
look,
somebody obviously went on the site and found, was looking
for the
lady.
Yeah, how do you break that one down, unless administrator?
Unless she was going around letting people know. Oh, but hey, man, that's a risk you run when you're doing things like that. You know what I'm saying?
This is my
We all can't, like, be the program. You know what I'm saying? We all can't be,
lad.
You know? And maybe the teachers are not getting paid well and they got to do some side hustle. How about
that? That's true, too. Standing up for teachers. But also this, Vlad. Your son or daughter has a great teacher. Learning, opening up, really coming into their own. I don't care if that teacher's a stripper or a porn star on the side. Am I right? Huh? Maybe not. Up next, we're going to talk about the messy situation we have at Inter-Miami here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Messi has been giving us mixed signals. At first, I was a little skeptical. New York streets. What's he doing? Walk like Pistol Pete. Is he going to come here, kind of retire, live the life, Queens and Fritz, do what he wants to do? Then those first 10-11 games out the block looked like he was here to play. Buys a house on Commercial, not too far from Dry Pink Stadium. Nice neighborhood, sure. $10.75 million? Okay. He brings his friends.
Why are you breaking the numbers, man? No, don't tell the people how much his house costs.
I'm setting this up. So Jordi Alba and Sergio Busquets, who I figure are mercenaries, just coming to play to be with Lionel Messi.
They're just here to play with their boy, man. Come on now.
Well, they've also bought mansions here in South Florida. And I'm not talking about in Miami. I'm talking about in Broward County.
Good for the Broward.
They spent like $2 or $3 million on their house.
I mean, they only got Messi money now.
So now it's starting to look like, man, maybe these guys are here to play, here to stay.
2 years?
At least. Now Messi dealing with some issues. And I did not like this at first. Messi gets hurt, his two buddies get hurt or don't play. Like, you're part of this team. You're not just part of Team Messi. But I think they are actually hurt. Jordi Alba is not playing tonight. Busquets probably will.
All right, we don't know Kuzan, when did they get hurt, bro?
But let's break it down.
Let's break this down.
First of all, let's break down when Messi got hurt, because that's what's most important. International duty. You got to serve your country in one way or the other. He goes to play what seems like meaningless games for Argentina, and we could really have a lot of meaningful games here at Inter-Miami. He goes and plays for his country, but Vlad doesn't really play that much.
He played the first game.
Yeah, and apparently tweaked something or hurt something.
Something happened because he did not play the second game.
Nope. Didn't need him either.
And then he traveled to the third game.
Against Bolivia.
All right. So then, boom. All right, whatever. Cool. You traveled, rest, whatever. I'm all good with it. Then you were supposed to play Atlanta, right?
Yep.
You flew to Atlanta.
Well, you didn't want to play it against Atlanta.
No, but you didn't. You flew into Atlanta, but you now they say, you know, he doesn't like to play on artificial turf.
And
so
he needed
whatever.
A rest day anyway.
He needed a rest day.
So better do it.
You didn't
rest.
Play the second.
Got murked.
You didn't say you didn't play the second international game. You didn't play the third international game.
You rested.
And then you rested against Atlanta. So you were pretty much 10 days, maybe 10 days you had off.
Well, he did come back for that one Inter-Miami game and gave it a go.
That's
for like
where I was
minutes.
Getting to. That's what I'm saying. 10 days, and then that first Inter-Miami game, which was against, it was the home game, Toronto.
Oh, yeah, easy win, 4-0.
Right,
4-0.
But he got banged up. Him and Jordy got banged up in that game.
Or maybe he was previously banged up.
And then you didn't play Orlando City. And
Derby.
You didn't play the Turnpike Derby. Or the Turnpike Derby.
Whatever country, whatever side of the pond you're
from. The I-4 fight, whatever.
Some call it a derby, some call it a derby. Go ahead.
You didn't play in the I-4 derby. Therefore, the final of the U.S. Gold Cup?
U.S. Open Cup.
U.S. Open
which
Cup.
Which the team openly said was their priority to win that hardware.
Absolutely.
They said they'll worry about making the playoff push after the U.S. Open Cup against the not-so-great Houston Dynamo team. Go
and
ahead.
The game was here at Drive Pink Stadium
yes,
in Fort
sir.
Lickerdale.
Yes, sir.
Fort Lickerdale.
Represent Vice City 1896.
And hours, probably 3-4 hours prior before the game, before kickoff, they said that he wasn't going to play. And clearly that hurt not only the fans, but the resellers and the tickets. Because you got to understand, man, people are here to see the star. And when the star is not there to perform, it makes no sense to go. People who are fringe fans, doesn't make any sense for them to go and watch them play. It's the same thing if you were able to go to an opera. You go into an opera, you're going to see a play. You might want to see that play for a certain performer.
You don't
want to
see the understudy.
You don't want
to
see the understudy.
You're not going to Broadway to see the understudy.
Nope.
Vlad, you asked what seemed at the time a pointless, very not question to Joe Malfa, our dude who's on the call for the games. Is there any chance Messi doesn't play in the U.S. Open Cup? And he and I just started laughing, like, no, he's going to play. Of course he is. Wow. You had a little more foresight than we did on that one.
I have a lot of foresight if you think about a lot of the things that I said. I mean, you know, not to bring back how we started the show with the Dane, but I said, remember I asked Solana during the day, you sure this is a guarantee? You sure there's not another team that's going to be involved in there? And I was right. You asked the same question. At the time, when I asked Joe that question 2 weeks ago, was because...
Just making sure.
Not only making sure, but to get a second cup would make everything so much more acceptable now. Like, you, when he came in, he won two cups. There's nothing you can say. I mean, there's nothing you can say about his on the field play. But just his impact, just out, you know, outright for the team, for the league, and everything. But right now, you're starting to see, and I hate to say this, you know, some drawback from his age, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is 36, and is it the wear and tear now starting to get to him? Because understand this, Dan. The first game he played, he only played the second half. He played like the 30 minutes, right? The last 30 minutes of the game. And then after those 30 minutes, they said they were trying to get him back into shape. And then every game, he played every minute of every game after that.
Yeah.
So, to me, when you're talking about a guy who just took an international friendly, he played one game and then he didn't play the next two games. They said he was resting and then he comes back to first game. He only plays 20 minutes and then he's missed the last two games. It's going to make me think there's something more to this than, you know, you're letting us know he's hurt. Because, bro.
You're not playing.
First game, he came on the team. He didn't play the first half. He came in the second half. He played 30 minutes. And then after that, he played every game over 80 minutes or the whole game. And there was a lot of games where there were penalty shootouts because of the League's Cup. Every minute. So that's what I'm saying. There's something more to this, so, and they're not letting it be known.
Yeah, so which has led Alexi Lalas, legendary U.S. soccer player and now commentator, to say that Inter-Miami needs to be very forthcoming with Messi medical information because it's not fair to people buying $180 tickets and then they get to the stadium to see Messi and Messi's not there. That's neither here nor there. Three scenarios that possibly have played out here, and two of them are nightmare scenarios.
Uh-oh.
Number one, he got seriously hurt in that friendly game, and they're not letting on how hurt he is.
I believe that.
I when I say that. Seriously hurt, I don't think it's, you know, career threatening.
Not career threatening, but dangerous. A groin, maybe a ligament, something where it, you know, you need more rest. Season? You need rest. It's not, you don't necessarily need a surgery, but you need rest to rehabilitate.
Yeah. So that's one bad scenario. The other scenario, he really doesn't care. He just wanted to get those few games out of the way, get Messi Mania going.
I don't think he's like,
you know what? I'm just going to take my time getting back to it.
No, that's not that.
Okay, that's just one of the other scenarios. The third scenario is his body's wearing down and he just needs a lot of rest and they're just being precautious with him.
Can it be D? Can it be four?
I know. Well, the third scenario is okay.
Can it be number? Can we have it a fourth scenario? It's 1-3?
Celtic pride. Someone has kidnapped his, I don't know. No. What else could it be? It's alarming that he's not playing. And it's the most alarming that he's not playing, A, in the U.S. Open Cup, because we know how much he likes to lift those trophies and how much this team wanted to. And B, we are at a crucial stretch for Inter Miami to the point where they basically have to win
every game. I'm looking at the standings right now.
They cannot lose a game. They need at least a point or 3 points, mostly 3 points.
So they would have to finish in the top nine to play the 8-9 play-in game.
And that's all they want.
They have two games. So they're 2 games behind New York City FC, NYFC.
They have 5 games.
And they have, they're 1 game back.
2 games in hand.
Yeah, they got 2 games in hand against NYC FC. And they are 1 game with Montreal's CF, or CF Montreal, as they like to be called. So therefore, they have to win. And there are how many games left? 5 games?
5 games. Let's walk through it real quick. NYCFC, not the greatest team in the world. With Messi, easily winnable tonight. Chicago, not a great team. Cincinnati, very good team, tested us with Messi. And then you get 2 against Charlotte, not the greatest team in the world either. Seems doable.
So,
but now Jordi Alba's not playing. We do know he's injured.
Yeah, I mean, dude, right now they're 5 points behind New York City FC.
You win tonight, now you're only 2 points behind.
And you have 2 games. So you need to win you need to win the 2 games that you have at hand.
Yeah.
They have 30, you play 31, they play 29.
Well, you win tonight, you're right where you want to be.
Well, just win those two.
Will Messi play? Do you have any, like we've talked about it. If he doesn't play at all tonight, something is really wrong, Vlad.
If he doesn't play, yeah, then he's hurt. He's really hurt.
Then he's really hurt.
Then he's really hurt, and there's going to be some explanation to do, because that would be what? He's missed 4 of the last 5 games?
Yeah. Didn't even dress for the U.S. Open Cup final. That means not even a chance he's getting in. So tonight, if he does not dress, I love Inter Miami to death, but I'm starting to sweat. I'm not going to lie. I'm worried about him. I'm not worried yet. I will be tonight if he doesn't dress.
Mm.
Now, if he plays 30 minutes, okay. I'll hold out hope. I think he plays 30 minutes, final 30 minutes. Vlad, tell me he's going to dress.
I would hope so.
I don't like that hope so.
No, I really would. I would hope so, but it's not. I can't guarantee you that he's going to dress because...
He could have a serious injury.
You could have told me that he was going to dress against... on Wednesday.
Yeah, against Houston.
In the U.S. Open Cup.
Come on, Messi. Let's get on the pitch. Let's start taking care of business. I'm next going to close things out here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
Want to listen to us anywhere, live or on demand? Just download the free Odyssey app and make WQAM your favorite station. And there we are, 24/7.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Vlad's already laughing. If you don't already jump on the YouTube Live or the Twitch page, of course, you can hear us 560 WQAM in the Odyssey app around the world, and you can even download the podcast. Just go to WQAM.com. But if you're not jumping into these comments on the Twitch and YouTube, you're missing out.
First of all, let's break this down. Somebody's on a 2-hour, 3-hour delay, okay? Coming and taking shots at me for what I said early in the show.
About the Knicks and the Heat.
And it's not even about the Knicks, okay? It was about the Heat and Dame. And yes, if you remember, and I've shout out to a long time listener who hadn't paid attention to this show.
Look who just jumped
in. Yeah, he just joined in. So hopefully he can listen. He probably won't. He'll say he won't, but he probably will. But I got to give him a shout out. So I showed him love. Sergey was right. Sergey should be GM. So I made fun of Solana. because Solana made fun of me when we were the first show. We were on Saturday, July 1st.
At noon.
And it was like 12:21, 12:25 when the report came in that Dame wants to be traded to the Miami Heat. His only destination was the Miami Heat. And we had Solana, who covers the Heat. We had Solana, who was on. And Solana talked a lot of ish. And the first thing he said, you know what? I'm going to play. We should play what he said.
Here we go.
Yeah, we're going to play what he
said. Which clip are we going to play?
We're going to say this. We're going to play this.
Oh, I'm feeling a lot better than Vlad and all the Knicks fans out there.
Why?
Man.
Why?
Man. Oh, why? Vlad. I mean, you thought you had your window. You thought you guys had your window. And the Heat are right back at it, baby.
How?
Right back at it. Landon Wales.
You see that? Landon Wales.
That was when this is unprompted. He comes on and I say, Solana, how you feeling today with the news that Damian Lillard is going to ask for a trade and he wants to only play for the Heat? He automatically made it about you and the Knicks. So I did find that a little.
So that is why when we had him on earlier today, and you can check it out, you know.
Of course.
You can check it out later on.
We'll
upload the podcast, you know, Sports Day with Dan Day.
And Vlad.
I took my shot right back at him. And it's not because I'm, like, excited or anything like that. Because you know what I said over the summer. I was like, I would be happy for you guys to get Dame. It's nothing against the Knicks or Heat or anything, but it was just the unnecessary shots. So then he said, oh, well, Vlad, maybe you didn't read. I read the article. I didn't care about what the article said. Because we already knew from the jump that Cronin was being spiteful to you guys. But everybody who, and rightfully so, you should love your team, but everybody thought this was a, you know what, let me not say everybody. Alejandro Solana thought this was a foregone conclusion, and on July 1st, he popped his ish, and unnecessarily, unwarranted, he took a shot at me and my team. So guess what? Payback's a mother.
Yeah. All that's not going to bring Damian Lillard.
It's not, but payback's a mother.
And I got my payback. I don't think Joe Cronin's going to deal with us for Jrue Holiday either. So there you go.
Why would you want to mess with Cronin?
He already seems like he hates us.
He doesn't like you. Because this is why. The only thing that's upsetting about this, and if I was a Heat fan, you know what? Forget being a Heat fan.
It wasn't even your fault.
Just being objective. Just being an objective
NBA lover. It's Dame Lillard's fault.
It's not Dame Lillard's fault, because Dame Lillard did exactly what every superstar does or should do.
He just didn't get away with it like everybody.
He's the first person to not get away with it.
That's so Dame Lillard.
He got away with it.
That's so.
But he didn't get away with it, to quote the great T-Rex. Like, he did exactly what he was supposed to do, but Cronin was being an a-hole, did not want to give in to Dame Lillard's demands, and Miami Heat is the first franchise that I've ever seen that an actual player stated that wanted to go to them and did not get that player for whatever reason. I'm not blaming Miami. I'm not blaming Riley.
It's definitely not Miami's
fault. It's not Riley's fault, not Andy Ellisberg's fault. It's nobody in Miami's fault. If the guy doesn't want to talk to you, if she doesn't want to talk to you,
She ain't dating you. I know that.
You know what I mean? She's not hollering. She's not picking up your number, the phone. When you call her, she don't want you. So therefore, all right. But this is the first time you've ever seen a superstar demand something, say what he wants, and he doesn't get it. And all of a sudden, he has to backpedal. And I want to say he's backpedaling, but he has to come back and mention, all right, well, there's a couple more teams I'm willing to play for. And then, boom, they make the trade happen in Milwaukee. Come on.
Enough with all this, Damian. I don't care. It's done. It's water under the bridge. This is what I hate. That if the Heat don't have a stellar season this year, we're kind of held ransom. Because all we'll be saying is, well, look what they did last year. We didn't believe. We didn't think they got better. And lo and behold, they made a push in the playoffs. They're probably doing the same thing again. So all season, we're going to have to, if they don't.
And that's the problem. And that's something we stated, Dan Kuzan. Right. We stated it from the beginning.
They don't have a good season.
No,
season.
We stated it after their unbelievable 2022-2023 run. How are you going to look at this regular season? I can understand Dame Lillard being a new feature, if a new part of the team, there's a reason to watch that regular season. But guess what? All they got to do is be competitive. Doesn't matter if they're in the play-in. Because you know why? We've seen what they've done when they're a play-in team. We've seen what they've done when they're a lower seed team in the playoffs. Next season's going to... What we're about to witness is going to be some of the funniest things ever. Because if they struggle a little bit, can you really be upset at them?
If they do good, then you're like, man. More,
and if they do good, look at that. They're showing you once again that, you know, heat culture.
No, this more is, praise for Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra. Also, more whizzing on Damian Lillard. Like, see, we didn't even need
you. He's 34. The same, you know what I'm saying? Because like, it's the same way Dolphin fans are making fun of Dalvin Cook right now. They didn't need Dalvin Cook.
What you doing now, buddy?
But you have, because you have Raheem Mostert and you have, now how do you say his name now? Is it, it's not a chain, it's a chan?
Devon Achan.
Achan.
Chan. Like Chan Crowder.
Like Achan. All right.
Devon Achan.
Devon and Mostert are showing you why you didn't need Dalvin Cook.
You don't even need Jalen Waddle. You can score 70 points.
No, you need Jalen Waddle. I'm just you saying. Definitely, because you, but you know, it could have been worse. But here's the thing. But what I'm saying is, heat culture. If they play well and they're a top three team, they didn't need Dame. If they struggle, are you really going to be upset? Because you know what happened last season.
Yep, you got to wait.
See, all you got to wait. So all you're really going to look at is once April happens, once the postseason begins. If they continue winning, Jimmy's doing Jimmy things and they're healthy and Tyler stays healthy.
Bam.
The Heat are back to being the what they are, the defending Eastern Conference champions.
Got to go through Milwaukee, though, probably.
You're going to have to go through a lot of teams. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of teams improve in the East and in the West, but a lot of teams improve in the East. So, therefore, a move like that would have been big. And they still have a chance to make a move. You know Riley's working. He's going to work the phones. He's going to make a deal. I mean, there's got to be some people that still are willing to make moves with Pat Riley. Just that Mr. Cronin from Portland was not one of them.
He's not answering those phones or texts. But let's worry about the 24 hours ahead of us tonight. We've got Inter Miami, 7:30, right here, 560 WQAM. Heavyweight bout tonight. Canelo, he is fighting. But the real heavyweight bout that we're worried about, and actually, I don't think Canelo's a heavyweight nonetheless. Dolphins, Bills. Oh, and then LSU Ole Miss somewhere in there, you know, rivalry, stuff like that. But come on, Marlins, you win today and you are in to the play-in wild card game. Who knows?
They're going to do it because that would be every team from the four major sports in Miami made the playoffs.
So let's just win. Let's just win, then we'll worry about the Heat later. Vlad, I hope you win tonight. Who knows when we'll be on next. Just keep posted on our social medias at Vlad2078, at Dan Day Radio. Till next time, this has been Sports Day on 560 WQAM.
Later, fools.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Want to listen to us anywhere, live or on demand? Just download the free Odyssey app and make WQAM your favorite station. And there we are, 24/7.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Vlad's already laughing. If you don't already, jump on the YouTube Live or the Twitch page. Of course, you can hear us 560 WQAM in the Odyssey app around the world. And you can even download the podcast. Just go to WQAM.com. But if you're not jumping into these comments on the Twitch and YouTube, you're missing out.
First of all, let's break this down. Somebody's on a 2-hour, 3-hour delay. Okay. Coming and taking shots at me for what I said early in the show.
About the Knicks and the Heat.
And it's not even about the Knicks, okay? It was about the Heat and Dame. And yes, if you remember, and I've shout out to our long-time listener who hadn't paid attention to this show.
Look who just jumped
in. Yeah, he just joined in. So hopefully he can listen. He probably won't. He'll say he won't, but he probably will. But I got to give him a shout out. So I showed him love. Sergey was right. Sergey should be GM. So I made fun of Solana. Because Solana made fun of me when we were the first show. We were on Saturday, July 1st.
At noon.
And it was like 12:21, 12:25 when the report came in that Dame wants to be traded to the Miami Heat. His only destination was the Miami Heat. And we had Solana, who covers the Heat. We had Solana, who was on. And Solana talked a lot of ish. And the first thing he said, you know what? I'm going to play. We should play what he said.
Here we go.
Yeah, we're going to play what he
said. Which clip are we going to play?
We're going to say this. We're going to play this.
Oh, I'm feeling a lot better than Vlad and all the Knicks fans out there.
Why?
Man.
Why?
Man. Oh, why? Vlad. I mean, you thought you had your window. You thought you guys had your window. And the Heat are right back at it, baby.
How?
Right back at it. Landon Wales.
You see that? Landon Wales.
That was when this is unprompted. He comes on and I say, Solana, how you feeling today with the news that Damian Lillard is going to ask for a trade and he wants to only play for the Heat? He automatically made it about you and the Knicks. So I did find that a little.
So that is why when we had him on earlier today, and you can check it out, you know.
Of course.
You can check it out later on.
We'll
upload the podcast, you know, Sports Day with Dan Day.
And Vlad.
I took my shot right back at him. And it's not because I'm, like, excited or anything like that. Because you know what I said over the summer. I was like, I would be happy for you guys to get Dame. It's nothing of, like, nothing against the Knicks or Heat or anything, but it was just the unnecessary shots. So then he said, oh, well, Vlad, maybe you didn't read. I read the article. I didn't care about what the article said. Because we already knew from the jump that Cronin was being spiteful to you guys. But everybody... and rightfully so, you should love your team, but everybody thought this was let me not say everybody. Alejandro Solana thought this was a foregone conclusion, and on July 1st, he popped his ish, and unnecessarily, unwarranted, he took a shot at me and my team. So guess what? Payback's a mother.
Yeah. All that's not going to bring Damian Lillard.
It's not, but payback's a mother.
And I got my payback. I don't think Joe Cronin's going to deal with us for Jrue Holiday either. So there you go.
Why would you want to mess with Cronin?
He already seems like he hates us.
He doesn't like you. Because this is why. The only thing that's upsetting about this, and if I was a Heat fan, forget being a Heat fan.
It wasn't even your fault.
Just being objective. Just being an objective
NBA lover. It's Dame Lillard's fault.
It's not Dame Lillard's fault, because Dame Lillard did exactly what every superstar does or should do.
He just didn't get away with it like every
superstar. He's the first person to not get away with it.
That's so Dame Lillard.
He got away with it.
That's so
But
Dame
he didn't get away with it, to quote the great T-Rex. Like, he did exactly what he was supposed to do, but... Cronin was being an a-hole, did not want to give in to Dame Lillard's demands, and Miami Heat is the first franchise that I've ever seen that an actual player stated that wanted to go to them and did not get that player for whatever reason. I'm not blaming Miami. I'm not blaming Riley.
It's definitely not Miami's fault.
It's not Riley's fault, not Andy Ellisberg's fault. It's nobody in Miami's fault. If the guy doesn't want to talk to you, if she doesn't want to talk to you...
She ain't dating you. I know that.
You know what I mean? She's not hollering. She's not picking up your number, the phone. When you call her, she don't want you. So therefore, all right. But this is the first time you've ever seen a superstar demand something, say what he wants, and he doesn't get it. and all of a sudden he has to backpedal. Not re- and I want to say he's backpedaling, but he has to come back and mention, all right, well, there's a couple more teams I'm willing to play for, and then boom, see, they make the trade happen in Milwaukee. Come on.
Enough with all this, Damian. I don't care. It's done. It's water under the bridge. This is what I hate. That if the Heat don't have a stellar season this year, we're kind of held ransom because all we'll be saying is, well, look what they did last year. We didn't believe. We didn't think they got better. And lo and behold, they made a push in the playoffs. They're probably doing the same thing again. So all season, we're going to have to, if they don't.
And that's the problem. And that's something we stated, Dan Kuzan. We stated it from the beginning.
But they don't have a good season.
No,
season.
We stated it after their unbelievable 2022-2023 run. How are you going to look at this regular season? I can understand Dame Lillard being a new feature, if a new part of the team, there's a reason to watch that regular season. But guess what? All they got to do is be competitive. Doesn't matter if they're in the play-in. Because you know why? We've seen what they've done when they're a play-in team. We've seen what they've done when they're a lower seed team in the playoffs. Next season's going to, this, what we're about to witness is going to be some of the funniest things ever. Because if they struggle a little bit, can you really be upset at them?
If they do good, then you're like, man. More,
and if they do good, more, look at that. They're showing you once again that, you know, Heat culture.
No, this more is, praise for Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra. Also, more whizzing on Damian Lillard. Like, see, we didn't even need
He's 34. The same, you know what I'm saying? Because like, it's the same way Dolphin fans are making fun of Dalvin Cook right now. They didn't need Dalvin Cook.
What you doing now, buddy?
But you have, because you have Raheem Mostert and you have, now, how do you say his name now? Is it? It's not a chain. It's a Chan.
Devon Achan.
Achan.
Chan. Like Chan Crowder.
Like Achan. All right.
Devon Achan.
Devon and Mostert are showing you why you don't. You didn't need Dalvin Cook.
You don't even need Jalen Waddle. You can score 70 points.
No, you need Jalen Waddle. I'm but just you saying. Definitely could. But you know, it could have been worse. But here's the thing. But what I'm saying is, Heat culture, if they play well and they're a top three team, they didn't need Dame. If they struggle, are you really going to be upset? Because you know what happened last season.
Yep, you got to wait.
You got to wait. So all you're really going to look at is once April happens, once the postseason begins. If they continue winning, Jimmy's doing Jimmy things and they're healthy and Tyler stays healthy.
Bam.
The Heat are back to being what they are, the defending Eastern Conference champions.
Got to go through Milwaukee, though, probably. Ooh,
you're going to have to go through a lot of teams. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of teams improve in the East and in the West, but a lot of teams improve in the East. So, therefore, a move like that would have been big. And they still have a chance to make a move. You know Riley's working. He's going to work the phones. He's going to make a deal. I mean, there's got to be some people that still are willing to make moves with Pat Riley. Just that Mr. Cronin from Portland was not one of them.
He's not answering those phones or texts. But let's worry about the 24 hours ahead of us tonight. We've got Inter Miami, 7:30, right here, 560 WQAM. Heavyweight bout tonight. Canelo, he is fighting. But the real heavyweight bout that we're worried about, and actually, I don't think Canelo's a heavyweight nonetheless. Dolphins, Bills. Oh, and then LSU Ole Miss somewhere in there, you know, rivalry, stuff like that. But come on, Marlins, you win today and you are in to the play-in wild card game. Who knows?
They're going to do it because that would be every team from the four major sports in Miami made the playoffs.
So let's just win. Let's just win, then we'll worry about the Heat later. Vlad, I hope you win tonight. Who knows when we'll be on next. Just keep posted on our social medias at Vlad2078, at Dan Day Radio. Till next time, this has been Sports Day on 560 WQAM.
Later, fools.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.